On the line with us is the eliminated chef, home cook, really, from last night's MasterChef Canada episode, Michael Varga, joining us on the line. Michael, you're a firefighter, right?
Yes, I am. I'm a firefighter in Vancouver for 13 years.
So being the MasterChef, what is your relationship like with the guys in the fire hall?
They're so great and they're so supportive, and they have been for me on MasterChef, but it is a little bit like cooking in a shark tank. So as soon as you make something that they don't like, they are all over you. They can smell blood in the water.
Do you have any suggestions maybe for our Timmins Fire Department? Any of the guys there when it's their turn on dinner duty?
Suggestions for the firefighters in Timmins is just get creative, be ambitious, and just, you know what? Don't worry about what's on sale at the supermarket. Just get what you want and put some love into it.
Michael, you had a great run in the MasterChef kitchen. You made it into the final nine. What was the highlight of the entire competition for you?
Oh, man, there were so many highlights, to be quite honest with you, Drew. Honestly, having the judges taste my food and give me, be able to critique it from these iconic chefs in Canada to tell me that my food was good was just, it was amazing. You know, to the other, the top 21, the top 12, meeting all these people from across Canada was quite amazing too.
You were able to get a lot of good feedback from the judges, though, over your time in the MasterChef kitchen. For you, what is the next step?
You know what? For me, I'm just letting it happen. I've done a pop-up restaurants or pop-up restaurants in Vancouver already that have had a great success. Doing some catering. I'm still firefighting. I'm just taking it all in right now and just seeing where it's going to go.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning, Michael.
Excellent. Thank you for having me, Drew.